If you intend to end your relationship, that ending begins with the intention to end. This intention will create in you a restlessness. You will feel less and less fulfilled with your mate. You will feel an openness to others in a way that you have not felt before. Your higher self has begun the search for another partner. When that partner appears, you will be drawn to him or her, and if you accept that partner, which also is an intention, a new path will open for you. If you have conflicting intentions, you will be torn because both dynamics will be set in motion and oppose each other. If you are not aware of all of your intentions, the strongest one will win. You may have a conscious intention to improve your marriage, for example, and, simultaneously, an unconscious intention to end it. If the unconscious intention to end your marriage is stronger than the conscious intention to improve it, the dynamic of restlessness, lack of fulfillment, and so forth, eventually will overcome the conscious intention to become loving and harmonious within your marriage. In the end, your marriage will terminate. If the conscious intention to transform your marriage is stronger than the unconscious intention to end it, and if your husband or wife is essentially supportive, you will succeed. But the dynamic of opposing intentions within you will produce confusions and anguishes, perhaps for both of you, as you become open to new perceptions of love and harmony within your marriage and simultaneously experience restlessness, lack of fulfillment, and openness to other partners. This is the experience of a splintered personality. A splintered personality struggles with itself. The values, perceptions, and behaviors of a splintered personality are not integrated. A splintered personality is not conscious of all of the parts of itself. A splintered personality is frightened. It fears aspects of itself that threaten what it seeks and what it has attained. A splintered personality experiences the circumstances within its life as more powerful than itself. A splintered personality that has a conscious intention to improve its marriage and a stronger unconscious intention to end it, for example, will feel, after the collapse of its marriage, that despite its efforts, despite even its best efforts, things did not work out as it intended. This is not so. They worked out exactly as it intended. But because she or he held conflicting intentions, much turbulence, so to speak, was created in the flow of light through that person. If conflicting intentions are nearly balanced, and if a personality is not willing or able to acknowledge that an aspect or aspects of herself or his self stand opposed to her or his conscious intention, severe stress and emotional pain result. These can cause states of schizophrenia and physical illness. In less severe cases, the anguish can be just as painful.